9:40 a.m. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The nation's debt and the possibility of impending default take center stage in Washington today. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House, where the president will host another round of talks with congressional leaders.
A person familiar with the discussions tells CBS News that we should not expect a breakthrough at the end of this meeting, but that in recent days, the two sides have made some progress. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is demanding that spending cuts be attached to any deal to raise the debt ceiling. One area of potential compromise is rescinding COVID relief funds that have been approved but not yet spent.
Treasury Secretary Yellen has issued multiple warnings about a June 1st default. Investigators in New Mexico are searching for a motive after police say an 18-year-old opened fire in a residential neighborhood in the small city of Farmington, killing three people and injuring six others. Police Chief Steve Hebby.
It appears to be purely random. That there was no schools, no churches, no individuals targeted.
Police shot and killed the suspect. Hebby says he used at least three guns, including an AR-15-style rifle. Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says a man armed with a metal baseball bat attacked two employees at his office in Fairfax.
I'm certainly cognizant of the fact I was the target. I also feel, guilty that instead of me getting hurt, my staff did.
One was an intern working her first day on the job. Connolly says police had to use a taser gun to subdue the suspect, whose motive is unknown. A former staffer is suing Rudy Giuliani over alleged sexual assault. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The attorney for Noelle Dunphy says his client has recordings of some of her exchanges with Giuliani. Exchanges attorney Justin Kelton says were often sexual in nature.
He was constantly pressuring her when they were supposed to be working. He would then grope her and try to initiate sexual contact.
The suit says Giuliani gave Dunphy access to more than 23,000 of his emails, some allegedly containing classified exchanges with then-President Trump.
Ukraine says it's fended off a new Russian missile attack. The BBC's Camilla Mills.
Ukrainian air defenses lit up the night sky and several loud explosions could be heard across Kyiv. The mayor of the city, Vitaly Klitschko, says some of the rocket debris has fallen in central districts, including on the city's zoo. There are reports of injuries.
If you're looking for the ideal spot to settle down and you don't mind the cold, think football.
The frigid pall of winter is a way of life in Green Bay.
Home of the Packers tops U.S. News and World Report's 2023 list of the best places to live. Last year's number one, Huntsville, Alabama, falls to second. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you miss this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but...
Hey, good morning, Wisconsin. How you doing today? It's Tuesday. It's the 16th of May, and you are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. And if you are saying to yourself, "Self, I don't think that's Earl on the radio right now," well, you're correct. This is Stu Daniels, a.k.a. Stu Man, the Newsman, filling in for Earl today. And I'll be here for a few days. Earl taking some well-deserved time off. Hope you're having a good day so far. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock now on this Tuesday morning. And for those of you who haven't heard my voice before, I used to do the morning show with Earl in Milwaukee from March of 2017 until July of 2020. And if you happen to listen to music radio in Milwaukee back in the 1980s and 1990s, then you may have heard me on several different music stations back in the day. So Earl's taking a few days off. I am honored to be filling in. Thank you for tuning in today to your local civic media radio station. It is a busy Tuesday morning, lots of stuff going on. I'm going to try to get to some national, state, and local news stories this morning. And I can always use your assistance. It's been a while since I've been on the air, a few months. Last time I was on was when I was filling in for Matt Flynn a few months ago. But if you want to give me a call, if you have anything to add on these topics that we're going to be talking about today, please feel free. The phone number is 844-967-2789. And one of the things I wanted to start with before we get on to current events is some history. What happened on this date in history? Well, one thing that happened, 1943 on this date. It was 80 years ago today that the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising was brought to an end by Nazi troops. The Warsaw Ghetto was a fenced-in area of the city in Poland where Jewish people were kept before they were sent to the death camp at Treblinka. And after 90% of the people had already been sent away, the remaining 50,000 people put up a very courageous fight for about a month before it was quashed by the Nazis. You can't forget about stuff like that. Because when you do, it could happen again. So all born on this date, May 16th, 1966, Janet Jackson, also Olga Corbett. How many of you remember Olga Corbett, Olympic gymnast? She was born in 1955. Also, Henry Fonda, born on this date in 1905. I've been seeing Jane Fonda quite a bit recently on television, promoting her movies. It seems like she has a new movie coming out every few months these days. And also born on this date in 1912, Studs Terkel, author and historian. If you ever come across something written by Studs Terkel, stop and read it. You'll be glad you did. It was on this date in 1986 that Top Gun premiered in the movie theaters. And if you want to feel old, it was on this date in 1985 that Michael Jordan was named Rookie of the Year. Yes, man. That has been a long time, hasn't it? In 1990, Jim Henson passed away on this date, as did Sammy Davis Jr. on the same date. And one of my heroes, guitarist Django Reinhardt, passed away on this date in 1953. And it was on this date in 1929 that the first Academy Awards were handed out. And the first baseball game under the lights in the American League was on this date in 1939. It was the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. So anyway, getting back to current events, things that are happening right now, seems like there's a lot going on. One thing happening here in Wisconsin, it looks like Tom Tiffany is thinking about running against against Tammy Baldwin in the election next year. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Bill Glauber says, Representative Tom Tiffany tests the waters on a run against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in 2024. And it says here in this article from the Journal Sentinel that Tom Tiffany was out for a political test drive. Now, how would you feel if Tom Tiffany was your state's or was your U.S. Senator instead of Tammy Baldwin? You think it would make any difference? I think it would make a big difference. And this story here says, on Saturday morning in a hotel ballroom 250 miles from his home in Minocqua, the Republican congressman who represents a swath of northern Wisconsin in the 7th District was speaking to two dozen conservative activists. His topic was, you want to take a guess? Border policy. But the back, that's right, border policy in Wisconsin. But the background was political as Tiffany entered the inevitable phase that comes when deciding whether to take on Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin next year. He's talking about it, even preparing for it online by buying domain names, but not yet committing to the race. The quote says, I believe Tammy Baldwin can be beat in 2024. Not an easy task, but I do believe she can be defeated. The question is, does Tiffany believe he's the candidate best positioned to do it? The Milwaukee area appearance showed two sides of Tiffany during his presentation at the Spring Conservative Women's Conference. Tiffany said he believed, quote, that the border is the number one issue because at this point in time, we no longer are a sovereign nation and we no longer have a southern border, end quote. He claimed, the border has simply been erased. But through his talk and follow-up questions, he never once mentioned Baldwin. During an interview, though, he repeatedly called Baldwin a, quote, rubber stamp for the Biden administration, criticizing Democrats for policies on crime, on energy, the border, and the nation's finances. Here's a quote. It says, I mean, the race ultimately ends up being a referendum on the incumbent, right? Tiffany said, I mean, it's always about the incumbent. And so that's why I go back and talk about her, because that's the contrast. End quote. Republicans still don't have a runner in the race to take on Baldwin in 2024 as she tries to win a third term. But there are a bunch of people thinking about it, including Madison businessman Eric Hovde, Franklin businessman Scott Mayer, and Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher of Green Bay has also been the focus of intense speculation, even as he waves it off and concentrates on his role as chairman of a select committee on China. Unlike most of the others, Tiffany is publicly considering the nuts and bolts of running a race against Baldwin. His quote says, you've got to figure out how you're going to be competitive, and that's part of what I'm going through now, he said. And by the way, if you're listening right now, and you are a person who normally votes Republican, I'd like to hear what you think of who you'd like to see face Senator Baldwin. Okay, feel free to call in 844-967-2789. Tom Tiffany went on in this article and said, I have not had sign-off for my family. I've got to talk to my wife and family and see if it's going to work for them, end quote. Another consideration is the field that might assemble for the race, including whether it could be cleared for one candidate to take the challenge straight to Baldwin. That's what Democrats did in 2012. The year Baldwin first won statewide election, as she defeated former Governor Tommy Thompson, who had been weakened in a fierce GOP primary. Tiffany said it would be helpful if the field was cleared, but he's not counting on that. Quote, I'm going to meet with the other people that may be considering running. I want to talk to them. I want to see what their plan is. I want to share with them how I see the race, and let's find the best candidate to run. I don't think there's anything wrong with primaries, but you have to have a plan for after the primary, how you're going to be able to fund your race from day one, end quote. Well, I guess he continues talking and says, you should have to tell Republican voters how you're going to be competitive from the day after the primary, he added. Money is a consideration, quote, the opening bid is $50 million on our side, he said. I believe Tammy Baldwin is going to raise $100 million, end quote. Tiffany has been supported in the past by GOP mega donors, Richard and Elizabeth Uline, or Eline, depending on how you like to pronounce that, owners of Pleasant Prairie-based Uline Incorporated. He said he has not talked to them specifically about this race yet. And Democrats are already attempting to soften him up, tagging Tiffany as, quote, Toxic Tom, a reference to his views on climate change and mining in the Northwoods and other positions Democrats deem extreme. They call him, quote, an anti-abortion extremist who co-sponsored a bill to prohibit abortion in cases where a fetal heartbeat is detectable. And they claim he's an election denier who objected to certifying President Joe Biden's 2020 victories in Arizona and Pennsylvania and said he would have voted to overturn Biden's win in Wisconsin had it been subject to a vote. Tiffany doesn't back down from his conservative approach. It has played well in the 7th District, which over the last two decades has turned from a 50-50 purple district to a red district that helped former President Donald Trump win Wisconsin in 2016. Tiffany said he believes the change started under Barack Obama, claiming the former president, quote, traded blue-collar America for coastal elites, the big tech companies. The character of the Democratic Party, he doesn't say Democratic, he says Democrat. The character of the Democrat Party very much changed, he said. People feel left behind. Since first winning the seat in a special election in 2020, Tiffany and others have turned the district even more red. What Wisconsin right now, that's Wisconsin right now, dubbed as the Tiffany Blueprint. Republicans now occupy every state, Senate, and assembly seat in the district, gaining the last three pickups in 2022 in Northwest Wisconsin. Leave it right there for now. We'll get to the rest of this article from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel after we take a break. Stick around. If you want to join in on the conversation, feel free to call 844-967-2789. You are tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been
been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com. Let Microvello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 79. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 40 tonight. High of 60 tomorrow. Low 70s Thursday. Upper 60s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in for Earl today. Hope you're having a good day. Thank you for tuning in to your local Civic Media radio station. And just before the break, we were discussing Tom Tiffany, Representative Tom Tiffany from the 7th District, considering a run against Tammy Baldwin. We were going over a story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And before we get back to that story, I understand we have Tom from Cedarburg on the phone. Tom, how are you doing today, and what do you have to add?
Well, I just wanted to say I'm so glad to hear back on the air on Devil Radio, and I enjoyed listening to you previously. I hope they can find a spot to squeeze you in. I think you'd be a good addition. You have a voice that's really good for radio. I was wondering, too, during your show, if you could maybe tell us what stations you're on previously. You had mentioned you're on, what, in the 80s and 90s or something in Milwaukee radio?
Yeah, back in the 80s and 90s, were you listening to music radio in Milwaukee at that time?
I was listening to all kinds of stuff, QFM, ZFM.
yeah, ZMF, right. I was on 93 QFM in the late 1980s, like 87, 88, 89, back when Downstairs Dan was doing the afternoon show, and David Lee, the Lee Monster, was doing the midday show, and I was on in the evening from like 10 at night till 2 in the morning for a few years back then. I was also on WKLH, and you remember Breezin, the jazz station?
Not so much.
No? Well, that's okay, because that turned into V100, and I worked there for a while, and then I did a show on WYMS for several years, so that was a long time ago. It seems like ancient history these days, but thanks for asking about that, and thank you for the kind words, Tom. Is that why you called, just to say nice things about me, or did you have something else you wanted to add about what we're discussing today?
I'm one of those few people, I guess, who I had been suckered into voting Republican for decades. I used to listen to Rush and people like that. And I don't know if you remember, there's a show called Marlon Maddox on Christian radio in the 80s on the far right side of the FM dial. He was pretty good, but I noticed as time goes by that they just became more and more radical, I guess. And just not for common people, you know, unions and stuff like that, to really actually do help common people to make a living. And I've noticed a change in society going from one earner household that could that they can make it. Now you really got to have two to live in a safe area and actually own a property. And even then, it's a real struggle. But Scott Walker helped open my eyes, and those days are over for voting to, for the right days. They're just too much deceit, and you can see the, especially since the decision, I think in 2010 by the big court in Washington that changed a law that allowed big money into politics. It's really changed things for the worst, I think. So I think really,
yeah. Well, that's. Yeah, I was just going to say that that's really interesting, Tom, to hear from someone like you who voted Republican for a long time and then decided that they weren't representing you anymore. Now, you say that what opened your eyes was what, Act 10, when that happened back, what, around 2010 or so?
It was that. And 4 years later, Walker had been saying that that he would not sign the bill to go after private unions also. But that's the first thing he did when he won. So he was lying again and deceiving people. And I see a lot of deceit now. Look at the former guy who'd been president, exceptionally full of deceit, and people are suckered into it. It seems like an evil force to me. I sensed it in 2015, and I've not seen any change in that. And it's just people are in, it's like pulled in by an evil force or something. But there are some social issues that I do agree with the right. Electric cars are just, it's wacky the way they're pushing them on us. A lot of people just don't realize what's really involved in how they make the batteries. What do they do with the old batteries? You have to make a lot more electricity to power, recharge all those batteries, and our grid is not ready for anything like that. And the energy it takes to make that electricity, where does that come from? Socially, too, like abortion, I believe they say there's around 50 million people have been aborted in this country. I mean, there's a problem. And the Democrats have to open their eyes to be more pro-life. I mean, I'm not saying abortion should be totally outlawed, but there's a problem that if you have 50 million people have been murdered by abortion, and it's not just all rape, incest, and the life of the mother, obviously. There's got to be some consensus somewhere.
Yeah, Tom, I appreciate you sharing all that with us. And before I let you go, I just want to ask you, how do you feel about our... And by the way, if someone is just tuning in, Tom's talking to us from Cedarburg and told us how he used to vote for Republicans regularly, but now in recent years has started to vote for Democrats more often. But Tom, how do you feel about Joe Biden and how he's done so far? How do you feel about the economy and Joe Biden's work so far?
Well, I think history can prove that when the Democrats are in charge, they straighten up the messes that the Republicans have made. And he seems to be doing that. I mean, look where we came from, COVID. I mean, look how down the economy was. And there's still effects of it. And there's a lot of people who have been forced to leave the workforce. My brother has COVID symptoms, and he's having trouble. And you've got over a million people at least who've been killed by it, and say another 3 or 4 million who are suffering effects. There's a lady at work who she's been out the last six weeks with symptoms. I mean, these are real things, and people wonder where's that labor. Well,
that's why we're Tom. I hate to cut you off, brother, but we got to go to a break. We're almost out of time here, so thank you for calling in and sharing all your thoughts. You sound like a well-informed person these days. And we are going to take a quick break. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway
or fighting traffic on the interstates,
this is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
C
CBS News Brief. President Biden holds another round of talks with congressional leaders today as the Treasury Secretary issues a new warning. CBS's Sarah Ewall Weiss.
Janet Yellen will tell bankers the country is facing an urgent moment, and it's essential for Congress to act as soon as possible on the debt ceiling. Yellen warns the brinkmanship is already having an impact, with investors becoming more reluctant to hold government debt.
A mass shooting in New Mexico.
Be advised, I got several people down. I got three people that are dead as well.
Police say they shot and killed an 18-year-old who opened fire in a residential neighborhood in the small city of Farmington. Motives unknown. A woman who claims she worked off the books for Rudy Giuliani is suing him for alleged abuse of power and harassment. Noelle Dunphy's attorney is Justin Kelton.
He was constantly pressuring her, making sexual comments,
Pacific
sexual
Media
remarks.
Network of radio
Giuliani
stations across Wisconsin.
CBS
we are
News
your
Brief.
Hometown
I'm
radio.
Deborah Rodriguez.
Refreshed.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. The four most dreaded words. My computer is down. Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Pat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandPat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the...
for a quote today.
Senti, mamma, you understand that? Well, like, San Juan, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very,
Don't you feel it growing?
Yeah, some great Doobie Brothers on a Tuesday morning. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Stu Daniels here, filling in for Earl today. Hope you're having a good day. Thank you for tuning in to your local Civic Media radio station. And before the break, we were talking with a listener, Tom, right, from Cedarburg, and he was telling us how he used to be a voter who voted Republican most of the time because he listened to Rush Limbaugh and he believed a lot of that stuff, but then he changed after dealing with some of the crazy things going on in Wisconsin politics, Scott Walker, and his promises that he broke, and hopefully listening to radio stations like his local Civic Media radio station helped out. But I was wondering how, or if there are any other listeners who felt that way. You know, a lot of things have changed about the Republican Party in recent years, especially with the former president, Donald Trump. And it seems like a lot of people that I've talked to, both on the air and off the air, who at one time voted Republican, think a lot of the things Republicans are doing these days is pretty extreme, to say the least. If you feel that way, or if you know somebody whose positions have changed over the years, feel free to give us a call, 844-967-2789. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. I'll get back to this story about Tom Tiffany. In fact, that he's thinking about running against Tammy Baldwin, making some moves, getting some things in order in case he decides to do that. And where I left off in this story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is talking about John Righeimer, I believe it's pronounced, chairman of the Sawyer County Republican Party, said Tom Tiffany set the pace for winning more Republican and conservative votes in recent races. Earlier in the story, it mentioned that his district, the 7th district in Wisconsin up north, at one time was a 50-50 purple district, but now is solidly Republican. This gentleman, the chairman of the Sawyer County Republican Party, John Righeimer, says he's very good, referring to Tiffany, he's very good at keeping us focused to be in our backyard. Righeimer said if he chooses to run statewide, Tiffany can bring that same approach to other parts of Wisconsin, including the pivotal suburbs around Milwaukee. Tiffany would also retain an advantage in the 7th district as well, Righeimer said. Quote, he'll run up the score so big in the 7th and the Northland. Sometimes that's a struggle for other candidates. The Northland can be a little finicky. End of quote. Tiffany said his brand of politics can also translate well throughout the state. Quote, I'm a Wisconsinite through and through, he said. I grew up on a dairy farm, big farm family. There's people like that all over Wisconsin. Ran my own business, raised a family here. I went to public school. Yeah, good for him. Makes you wonder why many Republicans don't like public school anymore. And he goes on, he says, my kids went to public school. I think we all share the same heritage and culture. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, that's the story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the possibility of Tom Tiffany running against Tammy Baldwin next year. Hey, if you want to join the conversation, feel free. Phone number here is 844-967-2789. Stu Daniels filling in for Earl today. And I want to go back to what our caller was saying a little while ago. A gentleman called in, said that he voted Republican in the past, but now sees that Democrats are more for the common person, the working man. In fact, I remember when I used to be on with Earl in the morning, I would often boil things down and say, man, there is one party that looks out for billionaires and corporations, and there's one party that looks out for the people. And I still believe that to this day. And if you don't believe that, let me tell you about this story from The Hill. And one of the things that Tom from Cedarburg mentioned was the economy. You know, if you listen to the Republican talking points these days, they say, oh, Joe Biden, he's ruined our economy. And if you know about what's happened over the past few years, all you can do is laugh and scratch your head, right? I mean, you think about what happened when Joe Biden took over. That was a ruined economy after COVID and the failure of response from our previous president to the COVID problem. But then it seemed like Joe Biden got in and just started taking care of business. And since he's been in office for over 2 years now, Republicans have kept saying, have continued to say, that there's a recession on the way. There's a big recession coming. Joe Biden is ruining our economy by spending all this money, and there's a big recession that's going to happen, and we're all going to be screwed, right? Well, you never know what's going to happen in the future, but I think that the Biden administration has done a pretty darn good job averting that recession and making things happen. The job market is still going strong, and the economy is still going strong for most people. This story from The Hill, let's see, this was posted today, this morning, talks about how the Biden administration is doing even more for the working people of this country. The headline says the Biden administration is going to launch workforce hubs in Arizona, Georgia, Ohio, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. And even though it doesn't mention Wisconsin, at least at this time, these workforce hubs will definitely help the entire country. It says here, the Biden administration is launching workforce hubs in the coming months. And what it says is an effort to meet the demands for labor driven by infrastructure and manufacturing investments. So, as you probably know, the Biden administration was able to pass an infrastructure bill, a real one, unlike the previous administration, which talked about infrastructure. Every week was infrastructure week, right? But it never happened. So now that the real infrastructure bill has been passed and the Biden administration has invested quite a bit in manufacturing across the country, we need people to take care of these jobs, to do the infrastructure and to do the manufacturing. So that's why they're launching these hubs. It says the hubs will begin in a number of states that are also key 2024 battlegrounds, including Arizona, Georgia, and Ohio. The hubs are aimed to, quote, ensure a diverse and skilled workforce, end quote, through apprenticeship programs and in partnership with state and local officials, employers, unions, community colleges, high schools, and other stakeholders. The first hubs will launch this summer in Phoenix, Arizona, Columbus, Ohio, Baltimore, Maryland, Augusta, Georgia, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now, earlier, last segment, we talked to Tom from Cedarburg, who said he was a former Republican voter, but now votes for Democrats. And that may be the case with our next caller as well. It's CJ from Stoughton. CJ, are you a former Republican who now votes for Democrats? Are you there? CJ, I can't hear you. Can you hear me? All right. Well, we'll come back to you. How's that sound? I'll go on with the story that says the first hubs will launch this summer in Phoenix, Columbus, Baltimore, Augusta, and Pittsburgh. And we'll continue, and it says here the regions are places where the administration says it noticed significant investments in certain industries, like in Phoenix for the semiconductor industry, and in Augusta, Georgia for the solar and electric vehicle industry, a senior administration official said. And it says here the administration says it is creating the hubs to help find workers needed because of other legislation it has championed, including the bipartisan infrastructure law, the CHIPS and Science Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the COVID-19 relief package. Officials said that all those pieces of legislation have led to a demand for workers. The administration plans to use the first five cities as models to replicate across the country, officials said, but didn't preview what other states might be a hub next. So I think we might have CJ back on the phone. CJ, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, you asked me if I voted.
All right. So
I now vote Republican. Well, I'm libertarian, but yes, because we're living the Democrat policy. And Tom Tiffany is right. Tammy Baldwin would be tough to beat, but we have lost our sovereignty. Are you aware that they're kicking veterans out of housing to put in one of these 6.2 million that have come across our country since Biden's took office? Our country's sovereignty is gone. Every state is a border state. Every city is a border city. It's going to happen. That's why they're launching this. This is all about buying votes. That's the bottom line. This is a two-year preparation. And President Trump's last year in office, 360,000 illegals came across, down to 30,000 or less, 12,000, I guess. And, you know, that's, you know what we had this last weekend? 83,000 that the Border Patrol documented, and 6.2 million with 1.9 million, they estimate, gotaways. And now they're doing mass releases into cities.
Yeah. And CJ, let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question. And I know you got some good statistics there, but let me ask you this. How does that affect you? If people are running, fleeing from the conditions that they've been living in Guatemala or Honduras or Mexico, and they come to the United States to create a better life for themselves and their family, how does that affect you? Are you being affected by that?
Yes, because it's estimated, and here's another statistic for you, Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, that says it costs our government through hospitals, schooling, food stamps, $10,000 per immigrant, illegal, undocumented immigrant, and we've had 6.2 million. So run those numbers. You know what?
Let me ask you one more question before I let you go, CJ. We got to take a break, but let me ask you one more question. These undocumented immigrants who work for a living, many of them come across the border and they take jobs in restaurants and hotels and other places, and they pay taxes. They pay federal taxes. How many millions of dollars in taxes do they pay that they don't get back? We got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
Attention all DIYers! When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit choicelandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy. Highs around 79, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 40 tonight, mainly clear. Highs around 60 tomorrow, clear skies. Mainly clear skies Thursday with a high of 73. 68, chance for scattered showers Friday. For Civic.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in for Earl today. Hope you're having a good day so far. Got 8:50 right now is the time. And we've been discussing a few different topics this morning. Your input is always appreciated. Feel free to call 844-967-2789 is the phone number. And we've been discussing the differences between Democrats and Republicans and people who vote for Democrats or Republicans. Let's go back to the phones. We have Mary from Wauwatosa on the line. Good morning, Mary. What do you have to say today?
Good morning, Stu. This isn't a political talk, a political call. It's really good to hear your voice again. You know, over time, I've known Crude and Earl to choose their spokespersons carefully, which is why you're representing Civic Media this morning. And when you were back on the air, I appreciated your knowledge and your sense of humaneness that's characteristic of the Democratic Party, you know, its care of people over power. Over power and money. And so I hope that we're going to hear more from you here on out. Come on back.
Well, that's very kind of you to say that, Mary. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much. And thank you for the call. I hope you have a great day. All right, let's move on and talk to Tom from Los Angeles. Tom, how are you today?
Hey, Stu. First off, great to hear you back, buddy.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Absolutely. I hope that I ring the sentiments of Mary. So hopefully the Crudy can find some spot they can put you in, which would be great. But anyway, first off, or second off, we the people ultimately are the government. And I think what's starting to happen is the people are starting to wake up and realize what party it is that actually fights for the American people. I still think that the messaging on the progressive side of the aisle sucks. I still think the Republicans are better at messaging and making things simple to the American people. But I think that little by little, people are actually seeing the difference between the two parties. And, you know, whether Joe Biden is elderly, I'll say. The one thing I will say is he must have a good team around him that is doing the work that we need done for we the people. I would love to challenge a person like CJ or any of the Republicans and have them name one policy that the Republicans since Eisenhower have actually passed that has helped we the people. I would love to know, because I know what the Democratic policies are, including Medicare and all the FDR programs, which I think that we need to start asking our Democratic people is, are they an FDR Democrat? Because that's what we need in order to invest, not spend. The Republicans love to spend and put it on a credit card, whereas the Democrats actually invest and get a return on investment. And for all those people out there that call themselves business people, that's the idea of business, is that you get a return on investment from what it is that you actually are putting out there. So again, name one policy that the Republicans have passed that has helped we the people directly. I would love to know that. Thanks, Stu. I really appreciate it.
Tom, before you go, let me ask you this. You know, I think as a generalization, you could say that when Republicans get in office, what they like to do is tax cuts for the wealthy, tax cuts for the billionaires and the corporations. So it sounds like what you're saying is you don't think those tax cuts for the billionaires and the corporations actually trickle down to the average person and make any difference in their lives.
Well, I'll tell you this. The story is there's a in 1966, there was a guy by the name of Jude Winninski, and he worked for Reagan. And the Republicans were sick and tired of the Democrats being the Santa Claus for we the people. So they said, we want to become the Santa Claus, or we're never going to be in office. So their Santa Claus was tax cuts, was to bring tax cuts and talk about tax cuts, spend like drunken sailors when they're in office, and then when they're not in office, bitch about the debt and deficit, which we see they follow that to a complete T. I would recommend everyone go to Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever it is that is your search engine, and just look up to Santa Claus theory, Jude Winninski. And you'll see exactly this is an actual strategy from the Republicans to make it so the Democrats, when they're in power and they're trying to actually balance budgets and things like that, but they shoot the Santa Claus. They shoot the policies that are actually helping we the people. And that's part of, like I said, a strategy since 1966, and they have performed it marvelously, but we haven't had enough Democrats that have actually spoken about what it is. So what they do, like I said, is they spend, just like George War Criminal Bush did, spend like crazy, spend like a drunken sailor, no offense to drunken sailors, but spend like a drunken sailor, and then all of a sudden, they get in office and they bitch about the debt and deficit. We all know Reagan, George H.W. Bush, George War Criminal Bush. We know that they are the ones, and Trump, are the ones that have actually increased the debt and deficit more so than anybody on the Democratic side has ever even dreamed of. So, to Santa Claus theory, yeah. Jude Winninski, please, everyone check it out.
Yeah, Tom, great call as usual. Thank you very much. And thanks again for the kind words. Thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you again soon. And I have to agree with Tom on just about every point that he said. You know, it seems like when we have a Republican president, big tax cuts for the billionaires, big tax cuts for the corporations. And then we have a national debt that climbs by trillions of dollars again. And then the Democrats have to follow up. And it seems like whenever a Democratic president takes office, the economy is, you know, having a difficult time, to say the least. And they have to do everything they can to bring the economy back and put it on a solid foundation again. Anyway, we have to take a top of the hour break. Stick around. I'll be back after the news. You are tuned in to Civic Media.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden. Mike Ravello's World
Let Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When...